Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room. Slim
pickets. Hold on. Happy Friday.
Hola. Positive Friday.
All right. So I'm going to give you three clues. I'm going to give you two clues at first. It's not in Washington.
Not in Washington. Okay.
Not in Washington. And it is known as the headquarters of the five civilized tribes.
Five civilized tribes.
We out in like Wyoming or something like that?
Could be like New York.
No, think a little more south.
A little more south. Okay.
When you say tribes, are you saying a Jewish or Native American?
Native American.
All right.
Kansas.
That's not a bad.
Closer.
Missouri.
I'll give you one more hint. Merle Haggard wrote a song about somebody from this
Muskogee
city and state. There you go.
Yeah.
Damn.
Where is Muskogee?
Yeah. What state is Muskogee?
He's an Okie from Muskogee.
Right. Which state?
Oklahoma. Is it Oklahoma?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Okay. I've been to Oklahoma. I spent some time there once. My dad, his old roommate or something like that. Anyway, he's one of those guys where the government picked up his tab to be a doctor, but when he got out, he had to work on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out there, and it was crazy, man. I mean, like, he just lived on the reservation, did his practice basically in his backyard, but we stayed there for like 3 or 4 days, and what I remember most was his essie little kid, Bubba.
Oh. Yeah.
Because Bubba kicked me in the face. But it was hard-ass shoes.
Man, can you imagine going to school for 10 years, right? You're going to be a doctor. They do this to people in West Virginia because there's no doctors there.
Right.
And they basically make them go there for some reason.
Well, it's like, look, we'll pick up the tab.
They pay the hell out of them.
Right. We'll pick up the tab, but when you're done, you're working
You're
here.
Going to living hell. Like,
because you know what else
you've done nothing but try to save people's lives and do good in your life, and now we're going to send you to a hellhole.
Yeah, that's exactly
And you're going to stay there for 2 years. It's going to suck.
But it's on the house.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the first clue is it is the southernmost point of the continental U.S.
Southernmost point.
Oh, isn't that
Florida?
Key West?
Key West?
Yeah.
It is, in fact, Key West, Florida.
You're from Key West?
Yeah, I was born there.
Dude, have you ever watched the drag queen get dropped on New Year's Eve into the martini glass?
Nice.
I can't say that I have, no.
It just looks, first of all, it looks warm.
Sure.
And those people are hammered. It looks kind of awesome.
Have you ever spent any time there in your adult life?
No, we moved when I was 9.
You need to go back. Okay. You need to go back there. You definitely need to go back there.
Why? What's the sell?
Drinking in the street, Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
Walk across the street with
the
your beer.
The first two things that come to mind.
Drinking in the streets
and Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's really is one of the greatest bars that I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, it's a bar.
Yeah, okay. Sloppy Joe's. World
I thought
famous.
You were talking about the food. Like,
I'm sure you can make a Sloppy Joe's.
No, hate. I love some Sloppy Joe's, but I didn't know that was such a draw.
Sloppy Joe's is a very famous bar.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Key West, though, you got to keep it like, look, I like smoking weed. I like drinking outdoors.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I want to go to Key West. And then I won't say who, but there were some people in my family who don't smoke weed.
Okay.
And aren't even really big boozers. And they're like, we're going to Key West. And a couple of us were like, you know what you're getting into? Like, they still had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
So the fun is contagious kind of thing.
Sloppy Joe's.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean, Sloppy Joe's is an absolute. If you can't get laid in Sloppy Joe's, something is wrong with you. I mean, this is like.
God damn.
It is a crazy, crazy party, man. It is.
That looks fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good times, man. Tons of people there. You can sit outside. Right. It's right across the street from the beach for the most part, man. It's a good spot.
Oh, I see. And it's the drag queen is Sushi. And she's in a red high heel, and they dropped that at midnight.
I see. Okay. I think he'd remember if he saw that. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right. So I'm going to try and make this somewhat easy, but I once, and Ted, you can't play this because you know me.
Wait a minute, who is this?
Jeremy.
Oh, all right.
That's so funny.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks for calling, Jeremy, and ruining Ted's day.
he'll get over it. So I once had a brewery in Seattle, well, actually in the Seattle area. It was themed after the town that I'm from.
Burns Saddle themed. So was it? Does that include in the name or
what? Oh,
Jeremy! Watch your potty mouth. Colors. Here are the
seven words you can't say on the radio. Come on, man! You can't do that.
You making friends with Ted? Mother
and potty mouth people.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Jeremy.
Ted, I swear I've not had a beer yet.
I know, but come on.
So you said I would not want to go there?
No, you would. I'm not.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Are you trying to guess? You want them to guess where your brewery was or what it was based on?
The city was modeled
on.
The
city that it was based on.
I'm going to say Cape Town, and you worked at Mac and Jack's. So Serengeti.
Northwest themed brewery. You can put it that way. There's a ton of those around here.
Georgetown.
Thrill specifically.
Me's. Ravens Bar? I mean, I don't.
Oh, Black Raven?
Nope.
No. Thrill, you'd probably know, let's just say food.
Food.
You have food. This is helpful.
Oh, there's a light bulb.
Is it a New Orleans?
I'm not trying to make it a little bit challenging. You guys sound tired already. So
New Orleans?
Yeah, you got
it. All right. There we go.
So it's a New Orleans themed bar that was in Seattle?
His brewery was, the storefront was down in Auburn for a while, Go Brewing, but it was spelt like Creole style.
Okay. Oh, G-E.
So he has a very good IPA that's called Treme.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And then, they used to have, I think.
I almost got mugged in the Treme.
Did you?
In the real one?
In the real one. The way it worked was, so it was the last time I went to New Orleans, me and my wife were walking around, we're taking everything in. And so we're in the Treme, and it's not all bad, but there's parts of it that are kind of messed up. So I'm trying to find an ATM. Couldn't find an ATM. There's a strip mall, and the ATM is almost like a phone booth. It kind of sat a little separate from the rest of the strip mall. And there's two huge brothers standing on either side of it, like daring you to go to the ATM. Mm-hmm. My wife's like, there's one right there.
Oh, damn
you can
it.
Get money. I'm like,
could you please shut your mouth?
Right, exactly.
Could you please shut up? Because they're looking at me like, yeah. Come over and use the ATM. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good.
Please use the ATM.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.